KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
I'll checking high school sports from the weekend. Saturday was Championship Saturday at the girls' volleyball tournament up at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. In the final matches in Class 1A, Tripola takes home the crown as they beat Lamar's Galen Catholic in three straight games. Also, Dyke New Hartford did likewise to Western Christian, a three-game sweep for Dyke New Hartford as they once again win the Class 2A state championship. In Class 3A, it was Waverly Shell Rock defeating Bishop Heelan Catholic 3-1. And in Class 4A, quite the matchup between two crosstown rivals as Iowa City West beat Iowa City High 3-2. It went 18-16, West beating High in the championship matchup in Game 5. Well, in high school football state semifinal round play on Saturday, the 1A teams took the dome. It was St. Albert beating Emmitsburg 24-6 and St. Ansgar defeating West Branch 32-9. Those two teams, St. Albert and St. Ansgar, will battle in the championship matchup this weekend. The 2A and 3A semifinals are set for today. Action getting started just a little more than 2 hours from now up at the dome. Class 2A play this morning has Dyersville Beckman Catholic facing Iowa City Regina. That's a 10:30 matchup this morning. Then at 1:30 this afternoon, Spirit Lake will face off against West Marshall, a couple of 12-0 squads battling for a championship berth. The 3A semis will round out the semifinal round then later on this evening, as Harlan will face Decorah at 4:30. Those two longtime state tournament participants will battle in the 4:30 matchup, Harlan carrying a 9-3 record into that game. Decorah is at 10-2 on the season, while Union will play ADM in the late game. ADM undefeated at 12-0 coming into that 7:30 kickoff tonight at the Dome. After falling one vote short a week ago, LSU is a unanimous number one in the Associated Press College Football Poll. It's the first time since 2008 a team has received all the first place votes during the regular season. The 10-0 Tigers have been number one since September 25th. Oklahoma State is 10-0 and remains number two for the second straight week. Alabama moves up a spot to replace Stanford at number three. Oregon leapfrogs two slots to number four after they beat Stanford, and Oklahoma moves from seventh to fifth. Stanford dropped from number 8 and dropped to number 8, while Boise State fell 5 spots to number 10 after suffering its first loss of the season. Oregon charged back into national championship contention, jumping to 4th place in the BCS standings after their big victory over Stanford. LSU and Oklahoma State, both undefeated, have the top 2 spots locked down, and they're on a path to meet in the BCS title game if they can stay perfect. Alabama is 3rd, hoping for a stumble by the top 2. Oregon jumped from 7th last week to 4th with its 53-30 victory against Stanford. The losses by Stanford and Boise State allowed Oklahoma to inch into 5th place. Boise State's loss dropped the Broncos to 10th and gives them little hope to reach the BCS again. A Northern Iowa football player, Varma Soni, has been stabbed during a street fight in Cedar Falls. Police say the 21-year-old Soni was being treated Sunday for a non-life-threatening injury. Football coach Mark Farley told the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier that Soni was expected to be released from the hospital later in the day. Police say the large fight broke out on West 20th Street about 1 a.m. Sunday, a few hours after Soni made a key interception in Northern Iowa's 34-21 win over Southern Utah. Soni walked into a local hospital with a stab wound attributed to the fight. No arrests have been made, and that fight is under investigation. Soni is a 5'9", 160-pound junior from Burnsville, Minnesota. He started every game this season at cornerback for the Panthers. In the NFL yesterday, still think the San Francisco 49ers aren't for real? We'll just ask the New York Giants. The G-men were the Niners' latest victim, dropping a 27-20 decision for the Niners' 7th straight win. San Francisco is the surprise team of the NFL with an 8-1 mark. The Niners didn't even need a big game from Frank Gore, whose franchise record streak of 5 straight games with 100 yards rushing ended with a knee injury. Niners rookie coach Jim Harbaugh said Gore's injury was not serious and he's expected to play next week. Alex Smith spread the ball around on offense as the Niners' QB completed passes to 8 different receivers, completing 19 of 30 with one touchdown. San Francisco's Justin Smith saved the game by batting down Eli Manning's final pass on a 4th down play deep in Niners territory. The Giants are still atop the NFC East, though, with a 6-3 record. Elsewhere around the NFL, New England took over sole possession of first in the AFC East, beating the New York Jets 37-16. Seattle upset Baltimore 22-17 at Quest Field in Seattle as Steve Hauschka kicked a franchise record 5 field goals. The Chicago Bears picked off Matthew Stafford 4 times, among the 6 takeaways in a 37-13 rout of the Lions. Both teams are now 6-3, pursuing undefeated Green Bay in the NFC North. Devin Hester returned a punt 82 yards for a touchdown, extending his NFL record to 12. Indianapolis continues to struggle while waiting for Peyton Manning's neck to heal as rookie quarterback Blaine Gabbert threw for a touchdown while veteran Maurice Jones-Drew ran for another, leading the Jaguars to a 17-3 win over the Colts. The Steelers improved to 7-3, hanging on for a 24-17 victory over AFC North rival Cincinnati. The Bengals' first loss in 6 games drops them to 6-3. John Casey booted a 26-yard field goal in overtime to lift New Orleans past Atlanta 23-20. Phil Dawson made 4 field goals on a windy day in Cleveland, but missed from 22 yards out following a bad snap with just over 2 minutes to play as the Browns dropped a 13-12 decision to St. Louis. Tennessee's defense sacked Cam Newton 5 times and held the Rookie of the Year candidate to 209 passing yards in a 30-3 romp over Carolina. Houston turned the NFL's top-ranked defense loose on Tampa Bay and came away with a 37-9 victory. Tim Tebow connected with Eric Decker on a 56-yard TD pass in the 4th quarter, helping Denver to a 17-10 win over Kansas City. The 4-5 Broncos are 3-1 with the former Heisman Trophy winner starting at quarterback. Tebow finished 2 of 8 for 69 yards but added 44 yards and a score on the ground. The AFC West rival Chiefs also are now 4-5. Tony Romo guided touchdown drives on his first 4 series, and Terrence Newman returned one of his 2 interceptions for a TD, leading Dallas to a 44-7 victory over Buffalo. Starting in place of injured Kevin Cobb, John Skelton threw 3 touchdown passes, including a 5-yarder to early Doucette with a minute 53 left to rally Arizona to a 21-17 win over Philadelphia. Reggie Bush scored 2 touchdowns in Miami's 20-9 victory over stumbling Washington as the Finns win 2 in a row after starting the season winless. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, a long shot with no previous managerial experience has won the prized managerial post of the World Series champion St. Louis Cardinals. The Cardinals said that they will announce the hiring of Mike Matheny as their manager during a news conference today. Matheny, a former St. Louis catcher, will replace the retired Tony La Russa, who stepped down after leading the team to the World Series title. The 41-year-old Matheny was a minor league instructor with the Cardinals and has no managing experience. He played for St. Louis from 2000 to 2004 and won 3 gold gloves. He won another with San Francisco. In top 25 college basketball yesterday, Vanderbilt was upset by Cleveland State 71-58 in a regional game of the Legends Classic, dropping the 7th-ranked Commodores to 1-1 on the season. Also in top 25 action, Tyler Zeller scored 27 points, helping North Carolina fight off UNC Asheville 91-75. Freshman Shane Bahanan had 10 points and 13 rebounds for a second straight double-double starting his college career, and number 9 Louisville beat Lamar 68-48. 10th-ranked Pitt escaped a scare from Ryder 86-78. Freshman Quincy Miller had 17 points, leading 12th-ranked Baylor in scoring again in a 92-59 win over Jackson State. Kyle Fogg scored 19 points. Solomon Hill added 16 and 11 rebounds as number 16 Arizona defeated Ball State 73-63. Junior forward Ray Turner scored 20 points and number 20 Texas A&M beat Southern 83-58, and coach Billy Kennedy's return to the Aggies sideline. Yancey Gates scored 15 points in his 14th career double-double as number 21 Cincinnati opened its regular season 65-40 over Alabama State. And also, number 24 California beat George Washington 81-54 in the first round of the CBE Classic. In the National Hockey League yesterday, it was Philadelphia beating Florida 3-2, Chicago topping Edmonton 6-3, Minnesota beat Anaheim 3-2, and Vancouver a 4-1 winner over the New York Islanders. Casey Kane snapped an 81-race winless streak by holding off championship contenders Carl Edwards and Tony Stewart at the Phoenix International Raceway. Stewart dominated the race, leading 160 of 312 laps, but he had to stop for gas with 18 laps remaining. And then he had to work his way back to the front as he used a late pass of Jeff Burton to finish third right behind Edwards. The points margin didn't change as Edwards goes into next weekend's season finale, leading Stewart by 3 points. Edwards is going for his first Sprint Cup championship, while Stewart is a two-time champion. And boxing greats are set to pay their respects to former heavyweight champion Joe Frazier at a private funeral in Philadelphia. The 67-year-old Frazier died last week after a short battle with liver cancer. A 2-day public viewing was held at the Wells Fargo Center at the sports complex in South Philadelphia. His funeral is today. Fellow former champions Muhammad Ali, Larry Holmes, and Mike Tyson are expected to attend. Frazier and Ali squared off in a trio of legendary fights, including the Thrilla in Manila in 1975. Ali won that epic contest, calling it the closest thing to dying that I know of. 4 years earlier, at Madison Square Garden, Smoke and Joe successfully defended his title and became the first man to defeat Ali. Frazier was elected to the Boxing Hall of Fame in 1990. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.